Welcome to Awesome Autism Tools. I'm Sheridan Ripley. I've been an energy worker and life coach for over 15 years, and this is a beautiful space for parents of children on the autism spectrum, especially non-speakers who want transformational tools, deeper connection, and gentle support. I'm so glad that you're here today. Have you ever whispered, "I need a miracle"? Well, today we're going to talk about the miracle of Christmas, but seeing it with new eyes. Maybe you had that whisper in the middle of this December chaos that's going on. Gifts to wrap, emotions running high, everyone seeming to need something from you, and so many activities on your calendar. Or maybe it's a new phase of life and you're really lonely, and Christmas isn't looking like how it used to. Or maybe you have a child that's far away and has a problem that you can't actually help them with. Well, what if I told you the miracle you're looking for isn't in something that happens to you? It is something that happens in you. A Course in Miracles defines a miracle as a shift in perception. It can be a shift in perception from fear to love, or anger to peace, or apathy to hopefulness. But it's a sacred instant where you see something differently, when the same situation, the same person, the same day suddenly looks softer, lighter, more filled with grace. Some examples might be, a miracle might look like patience where there used to be irritation, or gratitude where there used to be resentment. It might be remembering that your child's meltdown is not defiance, it's a form of communication. That someone's sharp words might be fear, not an attack. That's the miracle, when the moment love replaces judgment, or peace replaces fear, or even just perspective replaces the old way we thought about it. When we think of the first Christmas, it's easy to picture a Christmas card. The star, the angels, the manger glowing with light, Mary holding baby Jesus. But the truth? It was anything but comfortable. Mary and Joseph were far from home. The city was crowded. There was no room in the inn. And yet in that humble, chaotic place, the world's perception shifted. The divine was no longer distant and unreachable. Love came here. Love came in this little baby, Jesus. That's the miracle of Jesus, a shift in perception about God and his love and about what matters most. It wasn't just the birth of a child. It was the birth of a new way of seeing. And interestingly, the Jews were expecting this baby Messiah to grant them political freedom, to be a warrior, if you will, for their freedom. In reality, Jesus was very different than what they had expected. And some of them were able to shift their perception and see the miracle that he was, and others were not at that time. The same shift is still available to us every day. When we choose to see with the eyes of love, to look for the light in the middle of the messiness, then we can recreate that first Christmas miracle inside ourselves. A miracle might be pausing before reacting. It might be forgiving yourself for not doing it all. It might be letting that soft glow of the Christmas lights on the tree remind you the power of light and how it always returns, no matter how long the night has been. So let's do a little reflection right now. Take a breath. And think of something in your life right now that feels heavy. Maybe a relationship or a situation or a fear. And then take another breath and ask the question, how would love see this? If I could put on my love glasses, how could I see this? and you don't have to figure out the answer to the situation or fix the problem. You're just opening a tiny window so love can enter. And that opening of the window is the miracle. I want to share a simple example of how changing my perception helped in a challenging situation. My son Bryson is serving a mission in the country of the Philippines, and this will be his second Christmas far away from home. And sometimes he'll message me. We do have the opportunity to talk to him once a week, but sometimes he'll message me in the middle of the week if he needs special prayers. And usually, of course, it's about something that's troubling. He, in the last month, has experienced 3 typhoons and 3 earthquakes. And so it's a little stressful as a mom. But then the other day, he texted me something else. And I was like, oh, dear. And it was pretty urgent. And he needed prayers, not for him, but for a different person that he cared about. And I prayed, but I still felt not good. My perception did not shift. I was in a worry state. So I reached out to one of my coaches and I said, can you help me come up with a new perspective? And the message that she sent me back really touched my heart. She said, think about what you can do. You can pray and let go and trust. He is in God's hands. The best hands to be in. And I had been spinning in my thoughts and feelings for probably an hour before I reached out to her. And then when I got her response and I felt that truth, Bryson is in God's hands, the best hands to be in, my energy shifted. That change of perception was a miracle for me in that moment. The miracle of Christmas is not locked in a storybook story from long ago. It is happening every time your heart opens, every time your perception shifts from fear to love, from hopelessness to hope, from resentment to acceptance. As you move through this season, notice the moments when you can soften. When you can forgive, when you can see the beauty in the ordinary. And it takes practice and it takes patience and it takes grace for yourself and others. But that is one Christmas miracle you can look for this season. Thanks for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast so you can continue to learn all of the tools I love to share. If someone you care about came to mind while you were listening, please share this episode with them. Sometimes one small share can make a big difference. And don't forget to sign up for the newsletter for extra support, resources, and updates. You'll find everything linked in the show notes.